thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, tolerant viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907. In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Kotor, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin.
In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Sinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Northwest Nigeria restores 3 secondary schools. In Green Invention News, a carbon-neutral electric motorbike reaches 168 miles per hour. In Humanitarian News, a non-profit organization in Thailand helps those needing prosthetic limbs. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 7th, is the Independence Day of Grenada, celebrating its self-sovereignty achieved in 1974. Grenada is a Caribbean country north of Trinidad and Tobago, made up of the large island of Grenada and several smaller islands called Grenadines. This idyllic tropical land is a scenic mountainous nation with rich rainforests and enchanting black and white sandy beaches. Grenada has been nicknamed the Spice Isle and is a producer of nutmeg, clove, vanilla, cinnamon and ginger. May the friendly people of Granada be blessed with a memorable Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Mozambique. In early January, before the usual peak of the rainy season in March, the Zambezi River flooded. Thousands of homes were affected by water torrents that also claimed 25 lives. On January 15th, Supreme Master Qinghai pledged $20,000 to help the victims. This amount could purchase an equivalent of $1 million in relief supplies in the United States based on the cost of living in Mozambique. She urged either local association members or those in nearby countries to find any way to render aid and offered to cover their travel costs if needed. Our association's relief team from South Africa responded and arranged to fly to Mozambique. Of the total $2,600 in travel expenses, our association contributed an additional $2,100 for these transportation costs, and another $500 was covered by our relief team members.
The team first traveled to Beira, Mozambique, where they met with representatives from the United Nations World Food Program and National Institute of Natural Disasters to better assess the situation. They learned that many families had returned to their homes and were mostly recovered. However, the surrounding areas of Tika and Dondo in Sofala province lacked food due to harvests being ruined by the floods. Our association's relief team thus purchased almost $10,000 in maize meal, rice, cooking oil, and beans. These were to be distributed by the disaster management officials. Upon departing, the relief team said it was a great relief to know that the victims were now generally well and secure after the floods.
We are grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving care for those most vulnerable to disasters. We also thank our association's relief team for their diligent assistance. Our prayers for the resiliency and soon recovery of the Mozambican people to the comfort of everyday life. May we act with kinder regard toward all beings and the planet to minimize such occurrences as these.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
UN Food Aid provides sustenance in Southern Africa. The United Nations World Food Program, or WFP, reports that a record 550,000 metric tons of food was purchased in Southern Africa for humanitarian purposes in 2008. These staples of cereal, pulses, vegetable oil, salt, and sugar have fed millions throughout the continent, with a beneficial economic effect of being purchased from local growers. Thus, the livelihoods of small farmers in South Africa, Mozambique, Malawi, and Zambia have also been uplifted. Our appreciation, World Food Program, for your dedicated service to sustain brethren in Africa. Heaven surely smiles upon your noble example, inspiring us all to lend a helping hand to those in need.
Sixth person freed this week in Colombia. Completing a pledge made last December 2008, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, has released legislator Sigifredo Lopez as the last politician who had been originally detained. Mr. Lopez was greeted by his wife, two sons, and his mother as he confirmed his good health after almost 7 years of captivity. We are glad for the safety of Mr. Lopez and the other five politicians already released. May they all enjoy boundless celebrations of life in the loving company of family and friends.
Best-selling UK author receives French honor. In a ceremony on Tuesday, Miss J.K. Rowling of the renowned Harry Potter series was bestowed with the honorary title of Knight in the Legion of Honor by President Nicolas Sarkozy. The accolade is France's highest civilian award. With her books now translated into 67 different languages, President Sarkozy commended Ms. Rowling for inspiring millions of children to read. Congratulations, Ms. J.K. Rowling, on your deserved recognition. Heaven bless you and your creative contributions to continue illuminating the imagination of readers across the globe.
Metro officer rescues woman from train. While on duty in one of the underground train stations of the nation's capital for the recent inauguration of U.S. President Barack Obama, Metro officer Elliot Swainson of Texas heard cries and saw that a 68-year-old woman had fallen onto the tracks. Seeing that another train was quickly approaching, Officer Swainson managed to reach down and push the woman into the safety of a narrow crawl space that he had learned about in training only the day before. The woman was successfully sheltered from danger and was later treated for minor injuries only. A hero's salute to you, Officer Elliot Swainson, for your selflessness and quick-thinking actions. May heaven continue to protect you in your noble duties and grace the woman with many joyful years of life. Supreme Master Ching Hai is recognizing Officer Elliot Swainson with the Shining World Hero Award for his altruistic act of risking his own life to help save another.
Loyal Lab saves 81-year-old caregiver. One evening, when Chocolate Labrador Retriever Joey went out for a walk with his human friend, 81-year-old Thaddeus Samborski, in New York, USA, Mr. Samborski fell and was lying outside for about 6 hours, where the temperature was only 17 degrees Fahrenheit. Through it all, not only did canine Joey remain constantly at his side, but the normally quiet and friendly dog was able to get the attention of a neighbor by repeatedly barking. Mr. Samborski was rushed to a nearby hospital for treatment and is expected to make a nearly full recovery. What a true hero, Joey. You bring new meaning to the word friend. We wish you and the grateful Mr. Samborski many more years of loving companionship. For being a perfect example of loyalty and unconditional love, Joey is being honored with the Shining World Hero Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Save Our Planet. A turtle's journey gives clues to her species' survival. Monitored remotely by scientists at the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, Anna the Sea Turtle's journey from East Java, Indonesia, to the West Australian coast has revealed an oceanic superhighway of turtle migration, as well as the ecology of the entire region. The WWF's Ms. Jilly Llewellyn said, "Anna's journey has shown us areas where we need to focus our efforts. We need to tap into the secret lives of species such as turtles, so we can design networks of marine protected areas that conserve the full range of plant and animal life and ensure their longevity for years to come." Ms. Llewellyn and World Wildlife Fund scientists, we laud your efforts to understand and protect magnificent beings of the sea such as Anna. Let us all join in respecting life to ensure the future of our treasured marine co-inhabitants.
Save Our Planet. Germany boosts investment in energy efficiency. The German Ministry of Economics and Technology, or BMWI, has announced an additional 15 million euros to the country's Energy Efficiency and Climate Protection Program. With total funding now increased to 115 million euros, Germany's green sector is set to expand in sustainable technologies, which are anticipated to create some 250,000 additional jobs and allow the country to phase out of nuclear energy. Ministry of Economics and Technology and Germany, we appreciate your commitment to eco-friendly advancements. May your noble example inspire many other nations towards similar practices to sustain life on our treasured earth.
Save Our Planet, African Action Needed for Climate Change. Speaking at the Agricultural, Agro-Industrial, and Rural Development in the Nigerian capital of Abuja, Dr. Okoye presented a paper outlining the likely threats from global warming. Highlighting the need to act urgently, he stated that decreasing freshwater supplies, deforestation, and rising sea levels are already creating environmental refugees across Africa. Dr. Okoye called for more implementation of such measures as soil management, water harvesting, windbreak construction, and intercropping by nations to minimize global warming's effects. Many thanks, Dr. Okoye, for your enlightened call. Blessed be the efforts of those like yourself in leading the planet toward a green path to protect the lives and well-being of all.
Save Our Planet. World's glaciers are fast disappearing. According to the World Glacier Monitoring Service, or WGMS, a Switzerland-based agency that collects data on 100 glaciers from different mountain ranges around the world, most of the planet's glaciers will be gone within a few decades. Director Wilfried Haberle stated that with the total glacial mass now being the lowest in thousands of years, even moderate continued warming will result in the disappearance of all the small-sized glaciers, and that even the large ice regions in Alaska, USA, and the Himalayas will be reduced to almost half. Many experts see glacier melt from global warming as one of the biggest threats to humanity, because over 2 billion people depend on the rivers they supply. Moreover, glacier melt adds to rising sea levels and flooding around the world. Our sincere gratitude, Professor Haberle, and colleagues at the World Glacier Monitoring Service for your careful measurements of these rapidly retreating ice fields. May we urgently heed the call and adopt lifestyles of harmony with all beings on our planet. During the climate conference in Japan, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke via video conference on the logical universal law of retribution and how it would apply towards efforts to save the planet.
Right now we have to get the population going into vegetarian direction, and then we shall see. Everywhere the world will change into a heavenly abode. The ice will stop melting. The earth will be cooled down, and all the things that has been damaged in the past will be repaired by nature itself, by our own merit of virtuous life. Every action, we get a reaction. If we do good, the reaction, the outcome will be good. Just believe that, because that's scientific. It's not even religious doctrine. Every action provokes a reaction. So if we do good action, the reaction will be definitely good. That's it. So if we don't kill, we will save our lives. So if we stop all the killing right now, including war and killing the animals for meat, then our planet will turn into paradise.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet:
lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes,
prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%,
prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years,
higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing.
A solution for world hunger: free up 3,433 billion hectares of land.
Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply.
Consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production.
Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste.
Maintain cleaner air.
Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year.
Stop 80% of global warming.
Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Save Our Planet. A study conducted at the University of Minnesota, USA, finds that the health and environmental costs of ethanol made from non-food biomass are less than half that of conventional gasoline.
Save Our Planet. Speaking at a forum in Berlin, Germany, Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao affirmed his nation's readiness to increase collaborative efforts with Germany for resource conservation and protecting the environment.
Save Our Planet. Major U.S. electronics retailer Best Buy is adding to its portfolio of green initiatives by offering to recycle electronics such as computers, laptops, and VCRs at its 1,000-plus U.S. locations.
Hello, everyone. I'm Nimbo, the Nubian Ibex, and I'm totally vegan. For a tip on saving money, I'd like to tell you about limiting the number of credit cards you have. If you own just one major credit card, it should be easy to keep track of your spending and less worries about late payments. Consider paying off the balance in full each month to avoid interest. A big thank you for being veg, going green, and saving our planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now let's see the weather around our gorgeous globe.
Thank you.
In good governance news, three schools are restored in northwest Nigeria. The Sokoto State Government has invested $1.3 million in the renovation of three secondary schools. Government Girls Commercial Secondary School in Tembowool, Government Girls College in Sokoto, and Government Science Secondary School in Yabo. Sokoto's Commissioner for Science and Technical Education, Mr. Alhaji Naziru Aliyu, said the government, with the help of private sponsors, will supply up-to-date materials to encourage science and technical education. We send our accolades and thanks, Sokoto State Government, for your dedication to the youth in your land. May all young people be granted an abundance of love and excellent educational experiences.
In green invention news, an electric motorcycle speeds to 60 miles per hour in less than 1 second. 1,200 batteries, similar to those in common tools like the cordless drill, power two motors which propel the silent motorbike to speeds of 168 miles per hour. Entirely emission-free, it is charged by wind energy. The vehicle is the result of years of research and development by racing enthusiast Mr. Bill Dubert of the USA, his team members and sponsors. What exciting news! Congratulations, Mr. Bill Dubert and Associates, on your fantastic vehicle. We look forward to seeing more wonderful eco-friendly inventions for a sustainable planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, a humanitarian foundation in Thailand uses recycled materials to provide free prosthetic limbs. It looks like a little birdie is coming by the garden to say hello. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more caring news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, praiseworthy news for a nobler world. In humanitarian news, a non-profit organization helps enhance the lives of Thai citizens. The Prosthesis Foundation of Her Royal Highness the Princess Mother was established in Thailand in 1992 by Her Royal Highness the Princess Mother of Thailand. It was discovered that lighter, comfortable prosthetic legs which used recycled materials could be made in Thailand for one-tenth the cost of imported ones. Her Royal Highness, the Princess Mother, then set up the foundation to provide free prostheses for those in need. The organization says it has given over 30,000 prosthetic legs in the last 17 years. Dr. Jong Sensinger, biomedical engineering professor at Mahidol University in Thailand, said about the prostheses, "Some elements here are the best I've seen in the world. Our sincere appreciation, the Prosthesis Foundation of Her Royal Highness the Princess Mother, for helping to open up opportunities for many. May heaven grace all people with joyful and fulfilling lives."
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with Joke of the Day, entitled The Math Lecture, told by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
In the classroom, the teacher was on and on explaining math and so many other factors. Suddenly he noticed that there was a student sleeping in the back row. He shouted to the student's neighbors, saying, "Hey, you wake the student up." The student's neighbor replied, "It's your lecture. You put him to sleep. Now you wake him up."
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Greetings from Indonesia. I am really thankful for your television program, which can help us in many things, like how we are going to improve our English, and we will be able to see what is going on all of the world. Amy.
Dear Emmy, if our channel helps you and others in some way, that is wonderful. At this urgent time of our planet, we are most concerned that people get the information they need about global warming. Then they can make informed choices about the best action to take to protect our planet. We pray that more will join in adopting the earth-saving vegan diet. Blessings to you and the lovely citizens of Indonesia. Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or the address on your screen. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May the love and wisdom of heaven be your guide.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In Iraq, millions came to vote for the first time since 2005, with early results showing that Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's Dawah Party won a majority in Baghdad and southern provinces.
U.S. President Barack Obama signs into a law a bill that grants health care to 4 million currently uninsured children.
Cambodia and Thailand announce that they will continue with more talks to progress toward resolution about the border area near the 900-year-old Priya Vihar Temple.
Internet company Google and the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, launch a Mars section of Google Earth, bringing a three-dimensional view of Mars to the desktop.
Arab foreign ministers issue a statement supporting Egypt's efforts to bring about a reunification between Palestine's groups and to reconcile differences with Israel.
Russia welcomes the announcement of plans by U.S. President Barack Obama for the two countries to reduce nuclear weapons by 80%.
Brazil's President Lula da Silva pledges an additional $62 billion U.S. dollars for the country's growth acceleration program meant to boost infrastructure while creating more jobs.
During his visit to Afghanistan, U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon pledged the United Nations support for the country's peaceful democratic presidential election later this year.
Based on the discovery of more than 330 planets outside our solar system in recent years, Scottish researchers observe that thousands of intelligent civilizations could exist in the universe.
Due to improving regional security, France announces plans to bring home 300 soldiers, a quarter of current troop levels in Ivory Coast, by June 2009. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.